Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to 2017. Well, this morning Jim talked about an event that's happening August 21st. It doesn't happen very often. I want to mention, before I look back about Backyard and Beyond, I want to mention another event that happens every year and or has been happening for 19 years for you to put on your calendar, and it's closer to home. It is the Master Gardeners Annual Spring Garden Seminar held at the Atlantic High School. So get that on your calendar for March 18. That will be here before we know it. And of course, I'm going to be mentioning that again because it's one of my favorite events that happens that I'm sort of involved with. So March 18, the Spring Garden Seminar. Well, this time of year, I do like to look back, and it also gives some direction for moving forward. So this is all related to Backyard and Beyond, the program. And I know I've told you this before, but just in case you haven't heard it, I still occasionally get questions about the title, Backyard and Beyond, or people assume that it's all about yards and gardens. Well, it is sometimes, but not always. But it is what's happening in your backyard and what's happening beyond. And that has been happening almost 5,000 times since the program started in July, I believe it was the 5th, 1997. I can't even say that anymore. We're so used to saying 2000 now. 1997. So that's been a while ago. And it's been on 5 days a week with a few exceptions here and there for various things. You know, one was a tornado. Another one was 9/11. And then, of course, important things like a major football game. Occasionally, we've had to not have Backyard and Beyond for you to listen to. And if you're listening today, I'm thinking you are one of those people who listen to it often. And as I look back for this year, just kind of reviewing the kinds of programs that we had and hope you enjoyed and hope you said, well, if I don't like it today, I can always listen tomorrow because it probably will be different. And that is true. One of the things that I like to do is to look at books that relate to our area or authors that are related to our area in some way. And the most recent one was a visit with Alice Flynn, whose parents were from Kimbolton, and she still has some connections to Kimbolton, and she will be visiting us sometime this spring or summer to probably do book signing and talk about her book and how she put that together. So that will, of course, be letting you know about that. Then another group of people that's kind of fun to visit with are entertainers, and those are entertainers that are coming to our local area, and some of them are performing or were performing at the Warren Opera House, at the Wilson Performing Arts Center, at the Corning Opera House, and music related to the Omaha Symphony. So there were quite a few of those people. One of the names, of course, that's a local name is Jared Hall, and people really enjoyed having Jared come home, so to speak, with his group to perform. But there were others that were singers and pianists and band members and so on. So I think it's kind of fun to find out a little more about the people, about the person, the personality behind the name and behind their entertaining. So I hope you enjoy that too. Another kind of area, another kind of topic that as I look through the year, I found that I talked about buildings. Well, buildings and events. And of course, the American Legion Memorial Building was sort of at the top of my list. And just a reminder, and you'll be hearing lots more about this, because people forget, local people sort of forget. You know, it was called the Armory for years. It was used as the Armory for years and years, but it was built as a memorial to World War I veterans. So, you know, some towns build a monument. Atlantic, Cass County, Southwest Iowa, built a whole building. And you'll be hearing more about that. Another place is that not the building so much, but the people in it and the people who run it is the Museum of Danish America. We've gotten to visit with a number of the interns there and about special exhibits, and we'll continue to do that as people come from all over. And if you have visitors, or if you've not been there, it's a great place to visit. Another one would be Hitchcock House near Lewis. Another people visit from all over, actually the world, come to see Hitchcock House and learn more about the Underground Railroad and our local history. And then outside of Cass County, we talked about, we visited with Nate Buman, who is with the Shelby County Historical Society, and talked about their museum and all the many things that they have there. And then most recently, you perhaps heard that talked about museums, and both of those were in Montana, Whitefish and Kalispell, Montana. It sort of shows that I think museums have become more popular. They are in many small towns. So if you go on a trip somewhere, you might want to check out to see if there is a local museum. Because anymore, museums are not just past, although that's a really important part of it, the past stories and the history of families and why there is a museum there, what made the community what it is, but also relates to what's happening today. So those museums are pretty important. Then another one of my favorite types of buildings are libraries, and we have wonderful libraries in Cass County in Iowa. We just have some wonderful, wonderful libraries. And again, libraries are no longer just a place for books on the shelf, but for DVDs, for music, you know, CDs, and all kinds of events going on every week. So libraries are a going place. And then kind of recently, one of my favorite visits was with the young man who shot the winning basketball throw from clear across the court. What an exciting thing for him, for the school, and his parents, and just a nice young man that it was really fun to visit with him. So what other topics, what other areas? Well, I mentioned gardens, backyards, of course, are always kind of near the top of my list because they do affect us all in one way or another. And maybe you have an indoor garden, an outdoor garden, a backyard, somehow food that's grown in the gardens, it affects you. And that relates, of course, to, we often talked about the farmers markets and especially produce in the park in Atlantic. And also a harvest market that happened in November, all of those related to gardens and growing. And it also relates to health. And that's always another kind of favorite topic of mine, is what's new in terms of the health field and talking about health in the big picture. We used to think of health as going to see the doctor. Well, health is way beyond that. And we have many things going on in the area related to taking care of ourselves and aiming for good health. And in just overall, one of the things that we always like to talk about are community activities, whether they are in Atlantic, Exira, Audubon, Harlan, Greenfield, anywhere in our listening area and sometimes beyond that people might want to visit. So Backyard and Beyond can be your program in terms of topics. You know, if there's something that you'd like to hear about, it also can be your program in terms of being a part of it, being in on the conversation. And thanks to those people in the past year who've said, you know, we have an event happening. Can we come talk about that? Well, of course. So it is your program. And again, I'd like to hear those comments from you, suggestions from you. I always love it when somebody says, now here's a good program idea. And if they think it's a good program idea, it's probably one that you're going to enjoy too. So Backyard and Beyond closed out another year, and hope you have enjoyed it. And again, if you have any suggestions, let me know. And until next time, here's a thought that you've heard before, but it's a good thing to practice in 2017 and any other year. Learn by the mistakes of others. You don't have enough time to make them all yourself.